You ever talk about lobbered or clabber or?
Yeah.
What's the
clabber? Term? That's the milk when it turns sour, just before it is ready for the cheese to make the curd.
Okay. And you ever put any sweet liquid on a pudding? If so, what do you call a liquid? To pour over on ice cream, maybe. Butterscotch
syrup.
Or
chocolate syrup.
Did you ever say
caramel syrup? Maple syrup.
What about sauce? Did you ever call it sauce? What is sauce?
Well, sauce is what we would use on a pudding. That's a cooked with, well, either milk or water and thickened and sweetened.
Would you ever call a dish of sliced peaches that you'd have for dessert sauce? A dish of sauce?
Well, if you put some of this cream sauce over.
But the peaches, just sliced peaches, maybe they were canned, home canned peaches, that wouldn't be sauce. People up north call it sauce.
Oh.
I never heard it called that either. If you eat some food between meals, you're going to have a little
lunch.
And somebody says, when did you eat? You say, at 6 o'clock we eat.
8.
And how often have you
eaten
today? And what is it you drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
And if you want some coffee, say, I'm going to have to go to the stove and some coffee.
Well, it might be percolated. It might be dripped. Brewed.
You going to make it or boil it or brew it?
Brew it.
Okay, do you have any different kinds of deep apple pie dishes? Make anything out of that?
Yeah.
What do you call the apple pie dishes like that?
A cobbler.
How about dumplings?
Dumplings. They are individual. Like you make your deep dish, they are individual. Made from just one apple.
Now, if you're thirsty, you go to the faucet, go to the sink, turn on the faucet, and get a
drink
of
water.
What do you drink it out of?
Glass.
So you might get a
glass of water.
Okay. And how much water did you drink, you might say? And you say, well, I
drank quite a bit of water. I drank a glass of water.
How much water have you, just how much water have you?
How much water have you drunk?
And somebody comes to visit you to eat, and they're standing up. You say, well, go ahead and
have a seat, have a chair. Or you might say, sit down. That's used quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. So they went over and
sat.
And they're passing broccoli and potatoes and things. And there they are. They're not moving. So go ahead and
help yourself.
But they don't happen to like broccoli and they don't want to offend you. They don't want to say, I can't stand this stuff, so what do they say? I'm sorry.
I can't eat it or I don't like it.